on camera flashing. Please step back, it's my style, you're cramping. You here for long, oh no, I'm just passing. Do you wanna drink? Nah, thanks for asking. Ooh, nah, nah, yeah. Don't act like you know me, nah, nah, yeah. I am not your homie, not your homie.
Gonna meet me halfway. Were you ever gonna tell me? Were you ever gonna speak to me face to face? What's in the past is in the past. Won't make me want you any less. It's just the way you went ahead and did it all behind my back. Think about me, or is this whole thing about you? Always the mess you put me through. I should be the one that's leaving you, but I'll stay. What's in the past is in the past. Won't make me want you any less. And I do. Are you ever gonna grow up? Do you ever think I would make so much money if I'd publish your stories? 100 ways to lie, that's the stuff that I don't like. The past should stay in the past. Why would I ever go back? I'm tired of these circles. Running backwards, you come first.
to
Buffalo Banter
with Mark Ruffalo. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. It's a pleasure to have you.
Yeah. Welcome back.
Your mics are all on now.
Oh,
lit.
Wow. I'm DJ Time Cop.
I'm DJ The Bean.
And you added DJ to it.
No. Wait, now am I just The Bean?
I thought you were always The Bean.
The Bean. I kind of like DJ The Bean, so
like
people
DJ
know
the
my
Bean.
Profession.
Yeah, I like it, yeah.
Isn't, you know, a lot of other beans out there.
Well, yeah, there's so many types.
I don't want to get put in a stew by accident.
Yeah.
This avoids any potential confusion.
But unfortunately, so we're here to fill in for Mark Ruffalo, who's, you know, he's out doing, he's actually building a dam in Arkansas.
A haunted dam.
Yeah, well, he's building a dam. Right now they're taking a hiatus on the actual construction because they want to do like a dam construction-themed haunted house with like...
ghosts want,
like,
and how, sheets.
Like haunted construction workers or like zombie construction workers.
Lots of like dripping water.
Yeah, but, you know, I guess that'll be...
It sounds like a good time.
For the greater good, in some sense.
And then, of course, Air Bud.
Air Bud is also missing, unfortunately.
Buffalo Banter without Air Bud.
You know, okay, so...
I heard he has a prospective student.
He doesn't.
Oh.
But he is going to be playing music for 7 straight hours for the next, starting at, I think, 2 o'clock. He will be playing music for 7 straight hours.
How is that possible?
It's not for like a charity or anything. He just has like a lot of rehearsals and then performances.
Oh, so it's not for anything like productive. He's just like hanging out.
Well, it's like productive. I don't want to like, yeah, but you know.
No, yeah, yeah. We're proud of him. We're proud of him.
We're proud of him, and we're not mad that he's not here. Although he is the best at doing the actual technical soundboard stuff.
Which is why it was only me at the beginning and it sounded like I was talking to myself.
But we're going to figure it out. It'll be great. Hopefully you enjoy the show.
Oh,
without
awesome.
Air Bud?
Without Air Bud.
He might call in.
Hopefully.
He actually might be.
We might call him out.
Yeah. That's true. I'm okay. Calling you out right now. Do you have a song you want to play right now?
I'll put something on for you.
Cool.
Thank you.
So to recap.
Yeah, let's tell you about the songs that we've played. We started with Suffocating by Bassett.
I'd never heard that before. That was really good. I like that a lot.
It's off of Suffocating, the single.
Oh, interesting. And then after that, there was a quick beat by Slauson Malone out of New York City, who does a lot of stuff with slums and Mike. A lot of really cool rap coming out of New York City. And then finally we had
Warned You by Good Morning. A fun, slow Friday afternoon jam, I feel like.
Good Morning is, I feel like it's a band that, so many of their songs just make me think of, this moment of the day.
Exactly. Put my feet up for a moment.
Good morning, yeah. For the next songs, I wanted to play the first two tracks off of an album that good friend of the show, Tucker Schoblad, sent me.
Our very own Tucker.
Yes, our very own Tucker sent us that. All the way from Antarctica. He sent this album all the way from Japan by Taiko Onuki called Sunshower.
I wonder what the postage was on that shipping.
Probably ungodly expensive. But, you know, he does it because he loves the craft. And he loves the format, and he loves the show.
Also, that Arctic currency is basically worthless.
Yeah, it's ice chips.
Exactly. The exchange rate is not great.
But nevertheless, he has a great taste in music.
So we'll play some of that
not
for you.
Where to live. These are the first two tracks off of Taiko Onuki's Sunshower. The first is called Summer Connection. The second, I do not speak Japanese, so I do not know what it is called, but it is wonderful. So enjoy.
Shima,
And those were the first two songs off of Taiko Nuki's Sunshower. That's an album I've been listening to a lot on repeat lately.
Also, I feel like we've been listening to a lot of like sunny afternoon kind of songs.
Yeah.
Which is fun. I'm about it.
Afternoon. It's so bright outside.
But also, we have to revel in this kind of like warmth. Yeah. Because starting this weekend,
it's about to get
spooky.
You know what I'm talking about. If you're a listener of this show, we love Halloween so much.
So it's what gets me through every week of the year.
But you know, one of the most important parts of Halloween is facing your fears.
Let's turn this into a moral lesson.
Yeah. So let's just take a moment to talk a little bit about. I don't know what we're afraid of.
What are you afraid of?
I'm terrified DJ Time of Cop. Clowns. I'm terrified of clowns. I've been terrified of clowns for a very long time.
Have you seen It, the film?
Okay, I think part of my fear of clowns is kind of from seeing the old Tim Curry It when I was like a kid. That like made for TV original one that was like really creepy. This one didn't scare me as much because I feel like it was like. I mean, I was, like, scared, but it was just, like...
Didn't have that lasting psychological impact.
Yeah, it really didn't... It didn't have that scarring impact that I was looking for in a film.
That real bang for your buck.
That, yeah. Like, I slept, like, fine. Like, I'm trying to, like, be in the fetal position in the corner of my room. That's what I'm looking for in a horror movie.
I don't want to be able to get underneath those sheets for, like, another week.
Exactly.
So a fear of mine, you might ask.
Yeah, what is it? What is a fear of yours?
And I learned this recently because I got blood drawn for the first time.
Oh, wow.
Seeing my own blood was like one of the more horrifying things that has ever happened to me. And I was just sitting there.
Just watching it come out. Sucked out of you.
Like quite literally.
Yeah.
So that was a wild experience.
Have you heard about people getting blood transfusions to be younger? Like, you get, like, new blood in you and you become younger? Like, that's, like, the whole, like, theory behind it.
Does it work?
I have no clue, but it's terrifying. I'm so... I think that's another fear of... That's a contemporary fear of mine. Being goaded into a situation in which I'm giving up my blood to an older person to prolong their life.
Yikes. This took a real turn real quick.
It's a really niche fear, but...
But I think that kind of...
You know, I guess under the umbrella of blood fears, like...
It's just a lot more niche.
Yeah, it's a specific fear.
It's got a lot more, like, things going on.
Yeah.
Mine was more general, like, red liquid. Like, you could probably get me with, like, thick pomegranate juice if you sold it well enough.
Yeah. Well, speaking of blood...
And pomegranates and oranges and other fruit.
Fruits.
In general.
Yeah.
We have a really great song lined up for you by Devante Hines.
And Conan Moccasin.
And Conan Moccasin. Dev Hines is actually the same artist as Blood Orange. Literally the same person. Another fear of mine. People with two personalities. Just kidding. But we're going to play this song.
Yeah, let's play this track. Sorry, we got some...
Feel it. Hello.
You're on air. Welcome.
I think you're... Can you hear yourself on air?
I can hear myself.
Welcome. Oh! Wow, there we go. Round of applause and for everybody involved.
Who is this calling?
This is the Skellington.
This is Jack Skellington?
This is not Jack Skellington. This is Josh Skellington.
Josh Skellington.
Any relation?
No.
Oh, that's really interesting anyway. Any particular reason why you gave us a call?
Yes. I need advice on what costume to be.
What is your favorite color?
Somewhere between teal and brown.
You should be a blue M&M.
I'm a Skellington.
Well, the beauty of Halloween is that you can dress up as things that you're not normally.
Do you say a blue M&M?
I mean, like, if you could be, like...
You could be a teal M&M if you really wanted to.
I suppose the interior is brown.
Exactly.
That's true, yeah.
Thank you.
Would you like to suggest a song before you go?
Yeah.
A trade of sorts?
I would like it to be spooky, and if you would like to play the Monster Mash, I would appreciate that, but I don't want to infringe on your autonomy as DJs.
Yeah, are there any particular renditions of the Monster Mash that you like more than others?
It's a well-covered song.
I trust your judgment.
Okay. All right,
we'll try and put one on.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, Josh, Jack.
Skellington.
This is Bobby Boris Pickett's Monster Mash.
All right, enjoy.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the Monster Mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the Monster Mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the Monster Mash. Out from his coffin, Drac's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the Mash.
It's now the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the Mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the Mash.
It's now the Monster Mash. Now everything's cool, Drac's a part of the band, and my Monster Mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can Monster Mash.
Mash. you don't know where to go to. Why don't you go where fashion sits, putting on the Ritz? Different types who wear a day coat, pants with the stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fits, putting on the Ritz. Dress up like a $1 million trooper, trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. Come, let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks or umbrellas in the mix, putting on the Ritz. Have you seen the well-to-do up and down Park Avenue on that famous thoroughfare with their noses in the air? High hats and arrow collars, white spats and lots of dollars, spending every dime for a wonderful time. If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits, putting on the Ritz? Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fits, putting on the Ritz. Dressed up like a $1 million trooper, trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. Come, let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks or umbrellas in the mitts, putting on the Ritz.
That was a quick rock block of spooky songs. So there was a Monster Mash by
Bobby Pickett and the Crypt Kickers.
Bobby Boris Pickett. And
Putting on the Ritz by Taco.
By Taco, which is
yum,
really,
yum.
Yeah. A delicious 80s synth pop tune. And finally, Shop Till You Drop by Sitcom featuring Jennifer Vanilla. Which is another like kind of silly song. But you know, we're feeling the silly Halloween vibes.
WMFO in Medford bringing you Halloween tunes.
Yeah.
All day, all the time. No ads.
Yeah. Speaking of, you know, being at WMFO in Medford, one of the greatest things about it is that we get to read a PSA every hour.
Oh, so, yeah, that's something
know,
we do.
You know, if you listen for 24 hours, you're going to learn 24 things.
At the minimum, you might also learn something from people not through PSAs.
Yeah, at the minimum, if you listen to WMFO for 24 hours straight, you'll learn at least 24 things. Unless you already know all the PSAs, in which, good job. I mean, yeah, kind of a collect-them-all scenario. We got a big book of them. So the first one we're going to read is about...
Tell me about it, Noah.
It's about ladder safety. Every year, dozens of people fall off of ladders because they think that the thing that says no step is actually a step. So
I don't think we're going to do that one today, unfortunately. Okay. But a great throwback, of course.
Yeah.
But let me just tell you a little bit about discovering nature. Memories, :20. Remember your childhood memories where you discovered the magic of nature, like looking up at the stars or chasing fireflies? Help ensure your child gets those same experiences. Visit discovertheforest.org, that's .org, to find a forest or park near you. And discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, or even camping. Visit discovertheforest.org.
You know what one of my favorite parts of camping is? Telling scary stories.
I hate scary stories.
Do you know any that have particularly perturbed you?
Nah, I usually just black out for the whole duration
like,
of them. There's no way I can handle these things.
Yeah. I love the idea of them, but I can never think of a story, and I also don't think I've ever heard a story that's ever genuinely, like, freaked me out.
There's, like, I feel like the ones where, like, they go on for a really long time, and so you get kind of, like, lost in it. Like, there's this one I heard, it was about, like, a doll, and the doll was in, like, the girl's bedroom, and, like, the doll didn't move for, like, the first four nights, and you're like, wow, nothing's happening. And then, like, the doll moves the fifth night.
Yeah, but, like, if you're going to mention that the doll didn't move, you're like, obviously, this doll's going to move eventually. Like, what kind of story would it be, like, if you just kept mentioning this doll that did nothing?
Well, that's how real life works, Noah.
Yeah, but you don't talk about it. You just, like, shrug at it and go about your day. You're just like, oh, that doll hasn't moved because it's a doll. And then you just, like, walk away.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess... Yeah. That's a really good point, and maybe I should have kept that in mind when I first started listening to the story.
What's the best campfire story of all time, according to the internet?
I think it's going to have to be a list of top five.
I'm feeling lucky. Okay, here. So I love this. I love Google. Oh, wait, never mind. This is not Google. Well, Google helped me see this, but there's just a list of stories by their name, but no description of what they actually are.
You want to read some off?
So I'm going to read, according to Icebreaker Ideas, the best campfire stories. The unheeded warning. The killer under the bed. I feel like I know what's happening in that one. The ghost of Rest Haven. A final performance. Prom night. Tombstone Terror, and A Grave Problem.
How do you spell grave?
G-R-A-V-E.
What do you think happens in A Grave Problem, if you don't mind me asking?
I don't know.
Is there more information?
I'm You know, I'm just trying to find this.
Maybe while we do some more research, we'll put on a song.
Maybe the girl who stood on a grave, is that another name for it?
There's got to be a different problem. Because that one's about the girl. She's probably the spooky bit.
Another thing that I've been doing to prepare for Halloween is I've been watching old Goosebumps videos. Because all of the Goosebumps things are like on Netflix now. So you can just watch Goosebumps.
I never watched. Didn't they do books? I thought Goosebumps was books.
So I read all the books. And then when I was done reading all the books, I rented all the VHS tapes out of my library.
What a great American public resource.
I loved
the library.
I loved the library. But I loved Goosebumps.
Shout out to
more.
The library.
Like, if that library brought me some interesting VHS experiences. I discovered Beetleborgs, which is like a weird Power Ranger. It's like
half beetle, half person.
No, it's also very Halloween-y. So imagine
you thought that this wasn't all tied together under some greater structure.
Imagine Power Rangers, but all of the costumes are like inspired by the animal, like the insect, the beetle. Like they're all beetle, like Power Rangers, and they live in a haunted house. So, real quick, I'm just gonna pull up the theme song for Beetleborgs.
Also, why the haunted house? Did they ever explain that in show?
It may be explained in the.
Hopefully in the intro song.
Yeah, so here's a 30-second opening. Are we on air with this?
Yeah.
Cool.
Three typical average kids inside a haunted mansion. Just by chance, Rita goes to make them Beetleborgs. Big bad Beetleborgs.
Oh, yeah, and they're like Master Splinter, like their guy is like he kind of looks like a mix between the Joker and that guy from, what's that meme of the kids show with the girl with the pink hair and the guy?
Oh,
Silly Town. Lazy Town?
Lazy Town, Lazy Town. Yeah, Lazy Town, yeah.
It's like they're three teenagers and they met a ghost in a haunted house who turn them into superheroes called Beetleborgs.
Superhero used loosely here.
And, like, they're... Well, they fight crime in the show. But, like, they're, like, manager. Like, they're, like, their teacher. Yeah, it's just this really weird mixture of the Joker and the guy from Lazy Town. Like, the villain from Lazy Town. Or maybe not the villain. Is the villain the guy that would...
I think
the
it's more complicated than that, right?
I don't understand the intricacies of the LazyTown universe.
I don't think if it's a black and white kind of thing.
If you do, please call in and inform us. But if not, then...
Then we'll never know.
Yeah.
And our 10,000 listeners will never know.
Yeah. Actually, quick listener update. If you guys remember, we have a deal where if we get more than 20 listeners... At a time that is 20 numbers on the screen, Tegs is gonna eat an entire loaf of bread.
Airbud.
Oh, sorry. Airbud is gonna eat an entire loaf of bread.
Which is extra exciting because he's not here right now.
So we're gonna have to run it over, and we can post it on some social media or record it and play the recording next week. Honestly, if we get 20 listeners before the end of the show, we'll bring a loaf of bread to the show next week, and we won't tell Tegs.
Until whatever equivalent minute it is.
Yeah. So it'll be the equivalent. We'll recreate the situation.
We'll play all the same music, do all the same jokes.
Or you could just 20 people could listen again.
I feel like that's
just
too much to ask.
For the full thing. But, I guess if we're gonna, you wanna play, we can play some more music.
Yeah, let's play some more music.
So this song is called Thank You from the Bottom of My Heart by Mole Chaikins.
Thank you. should separate and spend some time apart. That's the way you start.
And that was Thank You from the Bottom of My Heart by Moultrakens, a wonderful artist from Philadelphia. That's about all the time we have for our program today.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
It has been an absolute pleasure. Unfortunately, Airbud couldn't join us to have his slice of the pleasure.
Surprise,
pie,
he's been here the whole time.
What? Oh, no.
I guess we'll go now.
But
then.
Coming up next, we have Bingo Crisco on
What a Program!
Everyone get ready for some
round
great
of applause.
Tunes. Yeah, we forgot to do our soundboard
y'all can play another tune if you want. My guest star, Carol Russell. Everybody get ready for that.
Carol,
round of applause. Yeah.
Do you have a song you want to play?
If y'all want to play a couple more tunes, hit it.
It's a full tank in the getaway. So before I break your heart, you should get the engine started. It's nothing like a nice drive in the summertime, sunshine with the roof on to help you move on.